morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 396-0577 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Convinced that I'm not going to wear pants like Cam Newton when he got off the plane last weekend.
Absolutely. He was putting on a little show there, wasn't he?
Can we just get to the game?
Absolutely. And with us in the studio, wanting to jump in with a comment, Mr. Tom Coyne at Umpqua. Tom, how are you?
You know, John's comment almost leads us into our topic today, what not to do, right?
It almost leads us into our topic today.
Puxatawny Phil, the gopher, the groundhog,
yes,
wearing the same pants.
Oh, man. Absolutely incredible. Yeah, so hopefully we get a show tomorrow for the big game.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Hey, Roger Goodell. Super Bowl.
Send Peyton out with a bang. That's who I'm hoping for.
There you go. Yep, that's absolutely right. That would be a nice little retirement gift
Absolutely.
For sure. I mentioned going to send us contact information on kenmoreteam.com. If you do go there, you'll notice the site looks a little bit different. We did spent the last month or two doing a complete revamp of the site. So completely modernizing. The search criteria have changed, how you can search, the way you can get to properties. And it's just really important to stay on top of that technology because it changes so quickly. The mobile optimization of how many people are searching on mobile devices. And so really, it was just that time where we needed to go through. We spent a ton of money, more than I wanted to, but the site looks great now. It's a user-friendly experience for those of you that are out there searching. So I do recommend go to kenmoreteam.com, take a look at that site, and I think you'll really enjoy some of the new features there. One of the things we always like to start with is kind of our crazy celebrity real estate news story. And, you know, when we look for a house that is just out there that kind of shows a little bit what's gone on with real estate. And I tell you what, interesting, the late and beloved Robin Williams had an estate that was being sold and originally built in 2003 and tried to sell. It's been on and off the market since 2012, originally listed at $35 million. And this is out in Napa Valley. He built this huge French-style chalet, massive estate. We're talking with hiking trails. It's over 600 acres of just beautiful, beautiful property. Now, here's the thing, $35 million, not the price they ended up getting. So multiple price cuts over the course of 3 years.
John thinks it's funny.
Sold for $18 million. That's a big haircut.
Yes,
that
it is.
That is a big haircut in price there. So kind of interesting just to see what happens with some of those unique and upper-end properties. Tom and I, we talk about appraisals all the time.
Mm-hmm. Comps.
And comps. And there's a new comp. I'm not sure if that's the price they want on that new comp. But it does become a sale of record and then influences future values. Mm-hmm. So something that we're always looking at.
Yeah, that's a big drop, Lance.
Yeah, and you know, it's when you look at that and you say, gosh, listed and then sold for half the amount basically of the original list price.
You know, if you're the buyer though, I don't know if you necessarily know, do you go into it feeling like, wow, I just got a great deal because I got $18 million off of this, or do you say, wow, I just spent $17 million on a home?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mixed emotions, I would say.
It is a mixed emotions there, but from looking at the place, and if you had to rebuild it, it was absolutely incredible. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see in one of those cool places. It was bought by a French winemaking family, so you got to think that potentially that was going to be converted to a commercial project where they would have their winery there. So speaking of mixed emotions and purchasing, Tom, you came up with a great topic for the show this week. And I got to tell you, with the sunshine out there, at the same time, our real estate market is really heating up. I know you and I were talking just as we were walking into the studio that, man, I am crazy, crazy busy right now. And you get that sunshine out late January, early February, and you have those nice days like we've had, no snow and ice. It's a great time to be out looking at property. And we really kind of have what I feel is that early spring market that starts a little bit early. So one of the things that you've heard everybody talk about, and if you've read any articles in the Tri-City Herald or watched the news stories, at some point you might almost be sick of hearing about it. But you look at the ads in the paper and what's going on with real estate, and you hear what a hot market it is, how low on inventory we've been, and how strong sales have been. So one of the things I wanted to look at, because we've had these conversations over the last 2 weeks, multiple times with lots of our clients, and that's with our buyers, and that is, what mistakes should we look out to try to avoid in a hot market? What mistakes can a buyer make in a hot market like this and still get the home that they want? So the number one thing that I wrote down when talking to our team was the biggest mistake in a hot market that a buyer can make is acting out of desperation. And I mean, it can happen. It's hard not to be let down when, say, new homes are going on the market and then they're selling within 2 or 3 hours, or you're not even hearing about them and they're sold before the sign goes up because somebody heard the house was going to be listed, and then somebody within, you know, another office sold it when they just literally saw the sign guy driving by. And so they sold it then. But one of the things that happens is if you let desperation set in that mindset, then you really risk making an impulsive or unwise decision. I mean, you have a set criteria that you're probably looking for. And if you can't find that criteria, then sometimes maybe you missed out on one or two homes, or you didn't get the home. So one of the things that you'll have a tendency to do is start to bend and change that criteria. And honestly, maybe you change it a little bit too much. So really just kind of stay in contact with your agent. Don't get, you know, overly desperate to the point where you make a decision and you buy, say, in a city that you didn't want to buy in. You buy next to a busy street and you wanted privacy was your biggest concern. So really just kind of stay the course. There's, especially this time of year, there's new inventory coming on. There's new listings. Our naturally, because of the time of year, we'll see a bump in the number of homes that come on the market. So number one, as I said, for the buyers out there, avoid acting out of desperation. Now, there's a difference on the other hand, and that's point number two that I wrote down, and this is probably the biggest one. And that is, and it goes, it's a little counterintuitive to point number one, but there's a difference here. And point number two that I wrote down was another huge mistake you can make in a hot market is hesitation. And that is not having the luxury of potentially overthinking what you're doing. If you want a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, one level for $160,000, and you've looked at 4 houses, and over the course of 2 or 3 weeks, none of them meet your criteria, you look at that 5th one. It just came on the market at 1:30 on Friday afternoon. My team shows it to you at 3:00 on Friday afternoon. And you look and you say, this house is absolutely fantastic. We love this house. And then you say, you know what? I'll tell you what, we're going to go home and think about it tonight. And then we'll get back to you tomorrow before noon on Saturday and let you know what we think. in this market,
house is sold.
You might as well just take the weekend off because we're not going to get this house. You know, that house, more than likely, the way I described it in this market, you know, is it's going to be sold or it's going to be in multiple offer position and you're not going to be able to get in there. So there's a difference between not acting in desperation, but also not having too much hesitation, knowing what your criteria is, knowing what you're looking for, and then being ready to do that. Now, part of that not having the hesitation, and one of the huge parts about that I wrote down is not being pre-qualified and having that letter updated, having that letter from a local lender, especially from Tom Coyne here with Umpqua, and having that letter with us so that when we find that house, boom, we're ready to go right into that situation. And that's when we're sending you to Tom to say, don't make that mistake in this market.
You know, Lance, I could see where someone says, well, let me just get an idea of what's out there. I'm really not ready to fill out an application yet, have someone pull my credit. And then all of a sudden they find the house they like and they want to write an offer, but then they say, wait, I don't even know how much down payment I'm going to need or what my monthly payment is. And then all the extra anxiety that comes with that. So just like you said, get your pre-approval done well in advance.
Yeah, and Tom, one of the things about that I wrote down as a buyer's mistake, and I'll just skip ahead to it because you really mentioned it, and that is what I called financial estimating or rounding. Mm-hmm. Not the best plan in a hot market. Don't be looking at the numbers and running things in your head and saying, you know, I have this and I have that and gosh, it all kind of adds up to 3,000 and my, you know, I think I should be able to afford that. Right now in a hot market like this, we used to have the luxury of doing some of that or getting a little lazy with those numbers. But in this market, just like Tom mentioned, we want to know exactly what you're qualified for and just what you said, what that down payment is. Do you have that right now? Because we're required to disclose that in our contractual offer. Where's that money at and where's it coming from? And getting with Tom to really drill down on those numbers. Those are some of the biggest mistakes we see with that buyer's market right now. And I can tell you, if our team is acting that way in a low inventory market, meaning we're literally talking to our listing agents, our buyer's agents daily, what news coming on the market, because I have four buyers I'm working with that we have not been able to find the right home for. And so we are just constantly talking to other sources for sale by owners, people that might be listing in the spring. And so it's really intense right now. And getting with an agent that represents your interest as a buyer and going through this process with them so you don't make those mistakes are a huge, huge deal.
Now, Lance, not to back up, but we were talking about how not to hesitate. And I was thinking, you know, one way a person could avoid that is really sit down with you guys and spell out exactly what is a must in a house and what do we have to have and what area do we absolutely want to live in? And so that there's no question marks on what fits and what doesn't, so that when that comes along, you know, all your needs are met.
Yeah, absolutely. And having talked through that situation with somebody, putting it down on paper, it's easy to just go check, 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 check. The list is all checked off. This absolutely is the house you wanted and that you found. And so then it's less of a hesitation because it's a process now. Mm-hmm. And you've already gone through the process. Just because you found it that day doesn't mean you made that decision that day. You made that decision weeks ago. This just happens to be the day we found it. So great, great point. We're coming up on our first break here. When we come back, we're going to talk with Tom on the lending side about a couple mistakes to avoid, go through some of the new listings that we've got in inventory, and wrap up the show after that.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been doing a little session here today on some of the mistakes to avoid in the current market. We've had a hot market out there. There's a lot going on, and as we really start to crank into some of our prime selling season coming up here, we just wanted to go over some of those pitfalls that we see, adjust those for the current market, and hopefully help some people avoid making those mistakes. So, Tom, on the lending side of things at Umpqua, what do you see over there that concerns you sometimes?
Well, Lance, I got a whole list, and I should call it the don't do this list.
Yes, absolutely.
But unfortunately, I've seen every single one of these, and so it's important just to have a refresher on what to not do when you're getting a home loan, because any of these items can affect your approval and cause you to not be getting that new house that you're expected to move into. So the first one is don't buy a new car or charge up any new credit accounts.
That's a good one. I know important. What you mean by saying that you've seen that. And the saying that I always used for people was buy the garage first to put the car into, then we can worry about the car.
Exactly. You know, one of the last things we do right before we hit the send documents to escrow button is we refresh your credit report. And that's the exact thing we're looking for. Are there any new inquiries that just popped up? Is there a new account that wasn't on there when we first started this? And if there is, that file goes right back to underwriting. And so not only does that create delays for you, but maybe your debt to income was so close that this new $400 car payment means you're no longer getting that house. Now, I've seen this before, and thankfully the situations we run into it, we found a way to make it work. But avoid this by just waiting until you get your house and then go out and get that car loan. So that's important. Another one I've seen before, don't quit your job or change industries and start with a new company. One of the last things we do right about the same time we're refreshing that credit report is we do a verbal verification of employment. It has to be done within 10 days of the date we draw the note on your loan documents, and we make sure you're still working there. Imagine our surprise when we call and they say, well, no, actually, Bob quit last week. And so then we have to call and have a conversation with Bob and find out where is his new employer and how's his pay structure set up. Is he salaried? Is he now part-time? Maybe he went from a salaried position to a commission job. You know, a commission requires a 2-year history of receiving commission. So if you're going to do any job changes, have that conversation with your loan officer at the bank prior to making those moves and say, how could this affect me? Maybe it's something that you can put off until after you're in the home and then consider making a move like that.
And I've even had, you know, I know sometimes out in the area, people will be working for one contractor, and I don't know all the language because I don't work out in the area, so I'm sorry if I get it wrong. But, you know, you're doing the job for, you know, DOE or one country, and then, you know, 4 days later, you're doing the same job, but now it's with Lockheed Martin or somebody else if the contract changes. And a lot of times, you know, you actually have a new employer, so that's changed, and it might to you seem like no big deal and nothing else changed, but it could be a big deal for the loan underwriters.
Well, it absolutely is, because in the bank's eyes, you work for a new employer.
Yeah.
And so they're going to make sure that is everything still the same as what we went into this expecting. So really important, if you know you're in a situation like that, and we've seen that too, where someone's been working in the same desk for the last 20 years, but they've had 8 different employers.
Right, right.
And
exactly.
So the bank doesn't know that it's not a new position or, you know, a new different type of pay. So again, talk to the lender about that before you get yourself into those situations. Another one, and I see people get frustrated about this, is it has to do with bank accounts. And when you're leading up to the months when you're going to purchase a home, don't transfer money around from one bank account to the next, because every time you do that, it's going to trigger us to ask for the statement of the account that the money come from. We have to do a full paper trail of all the money for down payment and for closing. And I hear people say it all the time, well, I got the money here in my bank account. Isn't that good enough? Or I have this money in my safe. Isn't that good enough? Well, unfortunately, it's not. And banks are required, and it's not necessarily the bank setting the rules, but, you know, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA, they're setting these rules that we have to source all the money for the down payment. So to make it easier on you, I always tell clients, let's say you got $10,000 you need for closing, and you got $2,000 here, $3,000 here. Well, it's all split up in different accounts. Just leave it in the bank accounts until we get through our underwriting process. And then once we're through underwriting, we verified all your funds, and then do what you need to do and pull it all into one account. So try not to have excessive transfers, because that's going to trigger us to ask for more documentation. This one sounds like a no-brainer, but don't forget to pay your bills. Very, very important. Again, we refresh the credit report right at closing. And let's say you didn't pay an account. Maybe it was just a $10 payment on a credit card. A late payment could have a drastic impact on your credit scores. And that drop in credit scores, again, maybe affects your approval. I've had clients who, you know, we pull their credit application and there's something on there that's not supposed to be on there. And they say, geez, I'm going to go dispute that right now and get that taken care of. If you have an account in dispute that has a balance, we cannot close that loan until the dispute is resolved or at a zero balance. So that's not necessarily the best thing to do. All these things that I'm talking about is you're not necessarily going to know on what you can and can't do. So just look at your loan officer as your best friend when you're buying a house. And if there's even one little thing that you think could cause an issue with your loan or it could have any sort of impact or cause more work for you, then just have that conversation and say, you know, can this affect me? A couple more I put on the list here is any new accounts, like say credit cards or anything else, that could all affect your credit score, even if they offer to give you 20% down on that purchase. Just don't do it. Wait until you get into your new home. Cash deposits on bank accounts, those can have a big impact on your loan approval. We can't source cash. There's no way to document where cash comes from. So we just don't use it. So if you're going to be getting a gift from somebody, you know, give me a call, talk to your lender and go through what's the best way to set up the gift or cash deposit. So like I said, basically anything that you think could have an impact on your loan approval, whether it's a small thing or a big thing, talk with your lender and, you know, give me a call. I'd be happy to go through this with you and we'll try to make the loan process as easy as possible so you don't run into these challenges.
Tom, that's great information. And man, I can almost like click off names of houses mm-hmm. that I sold over the years as you said those. I'm like, oh gosh, I remember when I was standing at a home inspection and the client pulled up in a new car. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when the client changed jobs. So yeah, over the course of the years, you do see that stuff. And sometimes it's hard too because they don't do this every day. So, you know, they don't necessarily think about or know the impacts of that. So it's nice to both the real estate agent that you're working with and the lender to be giving them that advice. One of my favorite parts about the show is we always like to showcase some new property that we have listed. Now, this first one, I really call a contractor special. This is a house that could really use some TLC to get fixed up, but there's a lot of value here. This is 70205 East Ridge Road, and that is out in West Richland. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath Rambler with a basement, and it's on 1.5 acres. So it's 1828 square feet. You've got a big living room, a kitchen area, 2 bedrooms and full bathroom, and then you've got a large family room in the basement. So it's fully fenced yard. There's 2 pastures, and you have a detached 2-car garage. Plenty of room for RV parking. So now all of this on 1.5 acre in West Richland, priced at $120,000. So absolutely, does it need work? Yes, absolutely. The inside needs a remodel for sure. But to get 1.5 acres, usually we're talking about 1.5 acres in West Richland at 120. We're talking about just the lot generally that's available. So that is a great property if you were looking for a fixer upper.
Is that stick built?
That is stick built. Yeah, so, absolutely.
So don't forget about our 5% down renovation loan.
And you could do that. You could use that on it for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't be scared away if you don't have the funds to make the renovation repairs yourself. Be happy to chat with you about that.
Excellent, excellent point, Tom, on the financing side. Pick number 2, 4403 Segovia Drive. This is a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home with RV parking, great West Pasco neighborhood, 2,900 square feet, big, bright, formal living room and dining room, huge kitchen with tile everywhere. Big master suite that has a private balcony and a large bathroom off of it. And this is coming in, and I'm not just talking RV parking. The current owner had RV and boat parked back there. Absolutely tons of space. And this is coming in at $285,000. So that is a great, great one. Pick number 3, 5622 West Meadowline in Kennewick. This is another really good horse property, 2.25 acres. And that's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath Rambler in Central Kennewick. Huge backyard, perfect horse setup, large pasture, and that's coming in Central Kennewick priced at $190,000. So it's great because in a tight real estate market like we have, we're starting to get those spring inventory calls. We're getting that good inventory. We're getting it on the market as fast as we can because we know there's a buildup of buyers out there looking for that type of home. We have also done, because of the way the market's been, a ton of new construction consultations with buyers. So if you don't know where to start in that process, if you're considering two or three different builders and you need somebody to guide you through that process, in a market like this market where you can't find exactly what you want, our job is to help you evaluate which builder you're going to fit with the best and then go in and help you negotiate that contract with the builder. And we have been doing tons of those right now because when there's not the inventory available, we can go into new construction and have you in that house in the next 3 to 4 months, really, with some of the builders that we're working with. So please let us know. Go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message. The last mistake that I wanted, that I had written down, that I wanted to make perfectly clear to buyers out there in a hot market like we have, is one of the jobs that we have is to help you avoid overpaying. If you get frustrated or you get in that desperation like we talked about, there are times when maybe you've missed out on one or two homes and then that perfect home comes up. You've got to have the right comparables, the right trends that are going on in the market so that you don't get crazy and then end up overpaying by $10,000 or $15,000 when you might not have needed to do that. So there's also that cautious side of the equation that says, let's get you a market-priced home, but not overpay just because of some current conditions. So those are really the big mistakes that we're looking at with what's going on in the hot market right now. There is some light at the end of the tunnel. There's some great, great inventory coming on. I can't wait the next 2 weeks to tell you about that, start getting some of our buyers through those houses. And it continues to be just a fantastic market. Tom, for the money side of things, to get those loans, how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you don't run into any of these situations and you got all your ducks in a row when you're ready to buy a house and when you find that perfect home, call me. We can talk about getting you pre-approved in advance. Number here at my office, 783-7300, or my website, tomcoinhomeloans.com.
And we'll be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.